you'd have to say so because of the form that we're in. You know, there's teams below us that are starting to pick up points, and the nature of the game is if you're not winning, you're going to soon get dragged downwards. So that's what's happened with us. You know, we can't hide from the fact that it's been a pretty dreadful few weeks with regards to the results. I still stand by the performances have been pretty decent. I still think the lads are giving it their all, which, you know, they always will do. The spirit's decent. We definitely deserve more than what we've got in the games recently from the performances that we've put in. But, you know, football is about results. And, you know, as I say, there's no hiding from the matter, from the fact is that it hasn't been good enough. And we're all under a little bit of pressure now.
You were ill midweek. You couldn't make the game at Luton. Did the result make you feel sicker?
Yeah, it did, yeah. It was not nice. We've got a little bit of illness going round. The fitness coach has gone down with it this morning now. You know, Andy Parrish has had something. A couple of the lads have been under the weather. So, yeah, it wasn't nice. Not nice to be, you know, with the group. But as I say, you know, I've been able to look over the game yesterday and have a look at one or two things. And I honestly believe that we've done okay again.
How do you turn things round after a run like this?
You've just got to keep believing in yourself, keep working hard. As I say, the spirit, it's okay. Surprisingly, people will be looking at going, the results that we've had and the run of form that we've had, that it'll be all doom and gloom, I think, with regards to the playing staff and the staff. You know, they've got good character, good togetherness. You know, I would be really worried if we were getting battered every week 3 or 4 nil and we weren't creating chances. But, you know, we went to Luton the other day and had 13 attempts. They had 15, we had 13. There's not much in the game. They've shaded the possession, but they're a good footballing side. You know, you look at the Carlisle game, I don't think anyone suggests that we deserve to get beat. So as long as you're playing well and you're giving your all and you're sticking together, that's all you can do and remain positive, and that's what I'll continue to do.
You've always said you've got confidence to turn things around. You sound like you still have got that confidence.
Of course, yeah. I've got confidence in my own ability. I know that I'm giving it my all. As I say, if we were one of the big boys and we'd had plenty to spend and we had a big squad and things like that, and we were getting beat 3 or 4 nil, then I'd hold my hands up and say, yeah, you know, I haven't been good enough. But I think with what we've got and the size of the club that we are and the things that have gone against us, you know, you look at Peter Murphy being out all season, he's our captain. Sean Bealey's my vice-captain, goes off before half-time on Tuesday. Adam Dugdale's the third in line to be the captain. He's out injured. Andy Parrish is usually fourth in line to be captain. He's out with illness. Sean Miller's been out the last 3 games, he's our top scorer. Andy Fleming's been out the last 2 games and has got one more to save, and he's arguably been our best player since the turn of the year. You know, if you take all them out of the equation, which you've already a stretched small squad that's been quite a bit overworked throughout the season, you know, it's very difficult, but we're doing what we can, we're working hard. As I say, I've got confidence in my own ability. You know, life is about ups and downs, and we're having a shocker at the minute. But I always say, you know, you got to go through the ups and downs together, enjoy the good times. And when you are having a bad time, it is about everyone sticking together and remaining calm, remaining positive. And that's what we're doing at the minute.
As you say, it has been something of an injury nightmare, but you do have Sean Miller back.
You know, he's a big player for us. He has been all season. We haven't had him for the last 3 games. You know, we're not blessed to be overloaded in that area anyway. You know, we've played Ellison up front with Mullen the last couple of games. But Sean Miller coming back in will definitely strengthen us. Big player for us. And as I say, we've missed him over the last 3 games. And hopefully he can come back in and with that little bit of rest that he's had, he'll just you know, recharge the batteries for him. He'll be chomping at the bit to get going, and hopefully he can be the one to get us a couple of goals and get us that win.